5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The road to Morocco leads to debris and remains after the powerful earthquake that's killed more than 2,000 people and injured 2,000 more.
Rescue crews search for survivors after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck in the country's High Atlas Mountains. Canadian tourist Jana Meerman felt the ground shake.
The city is pretty much just on alert right now. Everything's shut. All the businesses are shut.
Marrakech, just outside the epicenter, is a popular tourist destination with many historic buildings, some of which are now piles of rubble.
Everything started moving and pictures started moving, and so we just grabbed some clothes and our bags, and we raced out.
Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
She's just 19. Now she's the Women's U.S. Open champ.
19-year-old American Coco Gauff rallied from one set down to capture her first Grand Slam title. She defeated second-seeded Aryna Sabalenka to win the U.S. Open title and especially enjoyed proving the doubters wrong.
I've been doing my best, so honestly, to those who thought were putting water on my fire, you're really adding gas to it, and now I'm really burning so bright right now.
Gauff is the youngest teen to win the U.S. Open women's singles title since Serena Williams won it at 17. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News, New York.
Hurricane Lee is still powerful, but it's staying out to sea. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it may cause trouble for the U.S.
It is still going to cause a couple of problems for the United States that everybody needs to be aware of. Large waves and dangerous rip currents. And that's going to happen certainly as the week goes on and the storm gets closer. Could also see a little bit of coastal flooding depending where it comes.
It's week two, and an escaped killer is still eluding police in Pennsylvania. KYW's Hadass Kuznets is in Kennett Square.
The escape of convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante is the only thing on the minds of many neighbors around the search area.
The guy's got to be dehydrated. I mean, the only water source is the Brandywine River, and I'm surprised he's not sick by now.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says there were two confirmed sightings of the fugitive on Friday, and he's confident Cavalcante will soon be found.
We have been taking a very methodical approach to this whole search.
But despite reassurances from police, neighbor Stacy Crossley is worried.
It's scary because I have two kids. I don't think he'll go after any kids, but I don't know. He's crazy.
Hadass Kuznets for CBS News, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
They call Alabama the Crimson Tide, but they may be singing the Deacon Blues. With apologies to Steely Dan, number 11 Texas has upset the third-ranked Tide 34-24. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Just after 10 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, it's IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, connect with them now at MoveToMadison.com. We got new music on the way from Or Does It Explode, Mickey Magnum, and Mile 134 this hour. Right now, it's a double dip of clean. They'll be at Riff Raff Fest next weekend. I'll have all the details for that coming up right after this double dip of clean. It's Aurora on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
this place is the air in me. Trying to descend, but torture holds my buoyancy. Every time I try, they put me in safety.
Thank you.
Kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Clean. That was These Signs. Aurora before that. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K. Civic Media, WXCO, 98.9 FM in Wausau. And Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest. Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Plus WXCO's Chad Holmes will be on hand too. You can stop by and say hi to him. Tickets are available at the Pollock Inn, 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. It's Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, presented by Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We're going to chat with the brothers from Karma Bloody Karma this hour. Next hour, we'll visit with Eric Cobb from Cold Black River, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. But first, new music from Mile 134. This is Red Eye. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
not from those who chose the lies, the leap of the toll. I'm the one who holds the gun. Boys are those whom I love.
Never say until she's gone.
Until She's Gone, that's Lo-Fi Killers. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Now new music from Or Does It Explode? In doing so.
Don't be the first to speak. Challenge the authority. Don't change the status quo. life. It's tough to be a beacon of originality. They just won't let you be yourself and be like everybody else. It takes true grit and tenacity to live a life for all to see. Keep pushing on and standing tall. And most of all, don't be afraid to fall. It takes true grit and tenacity to live a life for all to see. Keep pushing on and standing tall. And most of all, don't be afraid to fall. Stand tall. All for one. One for all. Let's work together. Let's stand tall. All for one. One for all. Let's work together. Let's stand tall.
From the master of mayhem, Mickey Magnum, his song called Stand Tall. You can make plans right now to see Mickey Magnum at Ghost Rider 2 on October 6th at Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. It's an annual two-day music festival featuring Way Jennings, Sam Lowe, Railhopper, Buck Naked, Mickey Magnum, Mason Meyer, and the Derek Jones and the 50 South, Frank Martin Bush and the Names. Tickets are available right now at mainstreetmusicmore.org. Get them early because I think that festival is going to sell out. In doing so, that was new music from Or Does It Explode. Their new album, The Medium is the Message, is available right now on Bandcamp and other streaming sites. Coming up after 11 o'clock, it's Essential Last Crack, a double dip from the mighty Last Crack. Also, Eric Cobb from Cold Black River will join us after 11 o'clock tonight to talk about Riff Raff Fest that's happening at the Pollock Inn in Wausau next Saturday. Also playing Riff Raff Fest is Karma Bloody Karma, and they will be joining me in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the best hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That is brand new music from Karma, Bloody Karma. The song is called The Obstacle. There's a brand new video that we'll talk about for that song in just a couple of minutes. But first, Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM in Wausau. Maxine Radio presents Riff Raff Fest. It's happening Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, Passion Aggression, and these guys right here, Karma, Bloody Karma. On the phone with us right now are brothers, Jesse and Robert from Karma, Bloody Karma. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We'll talk about Riff Raff Fest in just a moment. But first, I got to ask you guys, what was the reaction from the Rents, your parents, when you two started jamming doom and death metal in the house?
I mean, we've been making noise for a long, long time.
And, yeah, nothing new to them. So.
Yeah. were your parents pretty supportive with your musical endeavors?
Oh yeah,
always. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What type of music did you guys typically listen to in the house as a family growing up?
Oh, pretty much everything from old country to Black Sabbath on my mom's side. My dad was more of the old country kind of guy, and stuff like that. So,
and then, yeah, when we were in high school and junior high, then we discovered Korn and Slipknot and that. And then they kind of pretty much had to listen to that from then on out.
Pretty much, yeah.
that was it.
That's great. So where did your love for metal come from?
Probably from our cousins being metalheads as well, and that kind of just, as well as our parents liking, rock and roll and stuff like that. So it just kind of evolved into more and more stuff, and then us just kind of finding stuff on our own, being curious on music and everything.
Yeah.
And then eventually the band came along, Karma, Bloody Karma. It's just the two of you in the band, correct?
That's right.
Yep.
Talk about how you guys got started, how Karma Bloody Karma got started.
Yeah. So at the end of 2020, we had been jamming as us just for a while since 2014, 2015. We kind of put out some projects of different styles. They're out online too. But we had jammed with guys before that, high school and a few things. We brushed shoulders with different guys in the scene for a while, but we finally, us two, just decided to go for it, after what happened in 2020 and beyond. We're just we just gotta, let's do this.
We ain't got much time, so yeah. We might as well just go for it,
Right.
And when you guys started the band, did you have specific goals in mind that you wanted to accomplish? Have you accomplished any of those goals, and what are some of the goals that you really still need to capture on?
Well, honestly, just being able to put out any music and for people to want to hear it was a big goal for us. And then us playing a show like we did in last April, which is amazing. So, it's just keep evolving and do what we want to do, That's the best thing.
Music, it's kind of like an art thing too. We support all kinds and all forms
completely,
and to be able to play with a variety of different extreme styles is a big goal for this band too, because we have a lot of different influences. So yeah.
Do you have any plans to add people to the band, or are you going to keep it a two-piece?
I mean, we're always open to ideas for sure, but if it's working, we don't need to fix it. So,
yeah.
Don't fix something that's not broken. And obviously, listening to your music, seeing the video for The Obstacle online, it's not broken at all, man. You guys are killing it for sure. Jesse, you're welcome. Jesse and Robert here from Karma, Bloody Karma. They're playing Riff Raff Fest. We'll talk about that in just a second. I just spoke about the video that you just released for the song, The Obstacle. We just played that song. Tell the listeners about that video, making the video, and kind of the messaging or just the vibe of the video.
Well, the video was just shot. We wanted to have us just playing so people can kind of have that visual of that. But then also we used a lot of context of places that around that we grew up. So a lot of the waters, and because we're from Bevent, so that's like the Plova River, that we use that kind of as the background and make sure that we have our roots still in home. And yeah, I mean, with the song itself, is definitely, it's in the name, the obstacle, it's to overcome things that, these obstacles that people have in life and whatever have you be, you know, coming your way. So it's all just kind of about overcoming that.
Mm-hmm. It's a great video. I like being able to see you two jam on the video, and it's kind of trippy. It's black and white. It kind of fades in, fades out with some kaleidoscope effects in the background. It matches the music too.
Totally. Yeah. That's what we're going for. Keep it simple, but put a little art spin on it, you know?
So you guys, this next show for Karma Bloody Karma is coming up at Riff Raff Fest. It's Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau. I'm sure you two are stoked for this show. It's a killer lineup, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Yeah. We're very happy to be playing with all these amazing musicians. Wausau, that whole weekend is going to be packed with art in the park. So it's going to be a great weekend for artists and everybody involved.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Once again, the lineup, Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River. Eric is going to join us later in the show, too, from Cold Black River. Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. I'm assuming tickets, advance tickets, might be available at the Pollock Inn, if not at the day of the show. 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. And check this out, WXCO's Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau. Chad Holmes, he's going to be on hand. He's going to introduce a band, maybe, and do a couple call-ins to us here on the air on Saturday night. So that will be a lot of fun. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on your music and getting it out to the people. I really enjoy it. And where can people connect with you guys, get your music, see the videos and all that?
So we're, thanks, you know, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
But, we're on Bandcamp, Karma Bloody Karma, Ascend, Facebook as well, YouTube,
Yeah, just the regular socials, you know.
Nice. And, of course, we'll see you September 9th at the Pollock Inn for Riff Raff Fest, the show presented by Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and us here at Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Jesse, Robert, thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
So. And, I want you to tell me about this song before we play. We're playing Ascend Part 2. Tell us about this song.
That's pretty much the conclusion of the full album as a whole. It's pretty much the nightcap for everything. So we just let the people decide what it means for them. So
prepare to be crushed.
To be crushed. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. It's a Karma Bloody Karma. It's a Send Part 2 on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening.